Hi, my name is Wesley Hodges, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. I am the director of music at the Annunciation of Our Lady Episcopal Church in Gurnee, Illinois, and the co-editor for Church Music Forward, an online publication on church music. I am thrilled to participate in this year's Songs in the Desert, as I enjoyed contributing to last year's inaugural edition. When David Sinden put out the call for this year's edition with a theme of love, I knew exactly what hymn I wanted to speak on. Hymn number 781 in the Wonder, Love, and Praise hymnal is Now Let Us Rise and Hymn the Grace, with words and music by John L. Hooker, who was born in 1944. Wonder, Love, and Praise is a supplemental hymnal for the hymnal 1982, and the hymn numbers pick up right where the 82 hymnal left off. This hymn speaks to me on the love and acceptance of the Episcopal Church. I was raised in a very conservative Baptist church, and the first time I played piano in the church, I was 9 years old. When I was 15, I accepted my first position as a music director in a Southern Baptist church, and I've been employed by a church ever since. When I was 21, I was fired from the first of three positions I was fired from on the speculation that I was gay. At the time, I was not out of the closet and honestly didn't even know I was gay. I just thought I was being tempted and I needed to repent. When I was 22, I was fired from the Third Baptist Church and decided this was the end of church for me. Not only did I feel the church was full of hate, I felt God had betrayed me. This was a very dark time in my life. At the time, I was working at a local music store teaching piano and voice lessons, and I saw an ad for a choir master position at an Episcopal church. I had no knowledge of the Episcopal church and didn't even know what a choir master did or was. I called St. Patrick's Episcopal Church in Long Beach, Mississippi, and I spoke to Father David Knight, and honestly, the rest is history. I can't think of a better hymn that sums up the Episcopal Church for me. I feel loved, accepted, and part of the church. Verse 2 states, that we may open love's embrace to welcome all the human race. Here let no walls of hate divide, but let Christ's peace alone abide. God, help us all this dream fulfill, enable us to do your will. And that final verse has the beautiful call to action to take Christ's peace into the world, to increase Christ's reign of justice, truth, and love. Not only words that our church needs to hear right now, but we all need to hear and live. Thank you, John Hooker, for capturing such a beautiful text that has made me feel welcomed into a church the way I have never felt, and for giving me a responsibility to share the peace into the world.
That we may open love's embrace to welcome all the human race. Let no walls of hate divide, but let Christ's peace alone abide. God, help us all this dream fulfill, enable us to do
thanks to Wesley Hodges for this episode. Please take our Songs in the Desert listener survey. It only takes 2 minutes. You can find a link in the show notes to this episode. Revisit all the episodes from this year's podcast anytime at songsinthedesert.org. I want to thank everyone who submitted episodes this year. The Reverend Wallace Adams Riley, Meg Carter, Suzanne Daniel, the Reverend Jennifer Deaton, Scott L. Schultz, Sumner Jenkins, David Kurtenbach, Andrew Klein, Michael Kurth, Mary LaRue, the Reverend Lauren Lash, Michael Monikendam, Derek Olson, David Utz, Alec Peters, Gary Schultz, the Reverend Kara Slade, Jillian Smith, Michael Smith, Max Thornton, Jotun Tuatrakul, and Jonathan Wessler. Special thanks to this year's contributors, who also submitted an episode in our short run last year: Mary Davenport Davis, Wesley Hodges, the Reverend Ian Lash, and Jessica Nelson. Thanks to St. Peter's Episcopal Church in St. Louis for production assistance, and recordings of hymns and choral music sung in the liturgies of that parish. The theme music for this podcast series is Reflections by Lee Rossevere, distributed under a Creative Commons license. The name for this podcast came from Jason Sims. These episodes were produced by Sinden Productions of Anglican Media, SPAM, and edited by David Sinden. By the way, if you enjoy this podcast, I want to make sure you know about All Things Rite and Musical, a podcast about liturgy and music from an Episcopal/Anglican perspective. Visit riteandmusical.org. That's spelled R-I-T-E and musical.org. Finally, thank you for listening. Have a blessed Holy Week and a happy Easter, and we'll be back next year with another Song in the Desert.